Guys, I went down to APEC, Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. Let me tell you about it.
Okay, San Francisco, damn. I thank you for tuning in. Dede LaFrac, keep it real. Won't you tell it like it is? Bohemian woman up in San Francisco. Talking life, plenty convo. Super honest, you already know. The dopest, coolest podcast, yo. Yeah, sharing her life, her stories. I hope you ready, sit back, relax.
Hey everybody, Dede Dam here for San Francisco Dam. This is your show for Friday, November 17th, 2023, but I'm recording that today, Saturday, the 18th of November. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating. I hope you have a beautiful birthday wherever you are in the world. Get your birthday party on. Darlings, San Fran Fentanyl, that well-deserved nickname, is in the middle of its second culture shift since the draconian C-19 shenanigans happened March 2020. That's when the mayor unleashed the Kraken on San Francisco. She allowed anybody, check this out, the mayor of San Francisco allowed anybody to live on the sidewalk because of the shelter-in-place crap. Well, almost 4 years later, it has been redone. The city's been hollowed out. It's not the same San Francisco. There's San Francisco pre-quarantine lockup pandemic and post. So that was the first major culture shift since, I think it was 87, the big earthquake. That was big. And then April 2020, culture shift. And then this weekend, the second culture shift. Now this culture shift brought on because of APEC, it really cements the fact that San Francisco is no longer that crazy, sexy, funky, cool, bohemian place where you run away to be an artist and wear a beret and a leather jacket and perform poetry. That San Francisco is in the past, guys. That we have a little bit of that. There were still open mics. One of my friends is an open mic comic. His name is Danny Delci. And then my friend, Zahara, she has Cafe International and they have open mics. San Francisco was a city full of that. Now it is becoming a stale, it's segregated, stale, AI, smart city. That's what's basically been happening for Asian Pacific Economic Cooperation. Not that that's a bad thing. Nothing stays the same. I'm fortunate to be one of the few Black women on the planet to spend decades here through the fabulous, wild, and crazy, sexy, funky, cool, bohemian arts. The golden years of arts. I'm just very, for want of a better term, blessed, y'all, because that San Francisco is gone. Now, San Francisco was the butt of jokes, many memes, a lot of comedy about the fact that we cleaned up just for the president of China, the billionaires, the other politicians, and the dignitaries. In fact, the governor came out and admitted that, yeah, people are saying that we're just cleaning up San Francisco because the president of China is coming. You're right. Yeah. So citizens were begging for 4 years because the junkie apocalypse took over the city with crime, junkies on the sidewalk, filth, completely dystopian and nasty, which is why I started this platform, FYI, if you didn't know that, over 1,000 shows. And the governor says, yeah, you're right. We did clean up San Francisco for them. So they just basically admitted they were giving a middle finger to the citizens asking for peace and cleanliness. San Francisco is never going to be a clean city until the communists come through again. But it will be more of a stale city, less bohemian, more boring, more segregated, more two-tier. Yeah, you know, things change. Nothing stays the same. And again, I'm fortunate to have experienced the artistic golden years now. Here's what downtown was like when I went down there for APEC. APEC is officially over today. So that means all the junkies that they swept south and west in the city. By the way, they had fences up. They had roadblocks. It was like being in China, being in downtown San Francisco. There were Chinese protesters silent, wearing masks on all four corners at Fourth Market. But the craziest thing was standing underneath this laser beam. They shot this laser beam from the ferry building north on Market all the way down Market Street going into outer space. Various ultraviolet neon colors, color blends. It was, guys, it was freaking fantastic. It rained down like this kind of weird voodoo energy. Being downtown, when I went down there, it was like being on a movie set. The lights were bright. There were police. There were sheriff. There were private security for the Chinese dignitaries. Gigantic SUVs. 4th Street had a roadblock. It was not San Francisco for APEC. And that's part of the culture shift that is here. Now, some people are like, oh my God, I can't believe it. Guys, things change. America changes. Nothing stays the same. The only thing that's going to stay the same is thinking that things don't change. I'm glad I went down there, and it was nice to not feel so paranoid. But the lights, just to describe it, I can only describe it as being on a movie set. And standing underneath this laser beam was the feeling was indescribable. Now in the description box is a link to X where you can see my videos of this phenomenon, which I'm glad I went down there to see. And thank you so much for listening, guys. Sorry that I didn't make the show yesterday, Friday the 17th. Something came up, some technical thing. So here I am recording your show for a very interesting Saturday, November 18th. Again, happy birthday to all of my birthday sweethearts, wherever you are in the world. Thank you so much for listening. Subscribe. I'm glad you're here. I love you. I am Dee Dee Dam. I trust my vibe. San Francisco. Damn.
Thank you for listening to San Francisco Dam with Dee Dee LaFrac. Remember to subscribe on Apple Podcast, Anchor App, Spotify, and wherever podcasts are found.